Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Wendy Hunter, and I'm the pediatrician next door. I'm that doctor friend you call for practical advice about your kid's health. I mix the science of medicine with the reality of parenting. I don't think I've ever had an episode where I talked about undiagnosing a condition. Revisiting a diagnosis is actually a thing, and the best example of this is with amoxicillin or penicillin allergies. Classically, pediatricians label a patient with an allergy to amoxicillin if a kid breaks out in a rash when they take the drug. The thing is that kids get rashes from the illness that they're taking the medication for, and often there can be an interaction between the medication and the immune system, which is on alert. But this isn't actually an allergy, and it's perfectly safe to take the medication in the future, and possibly with the current illness as well. However, out of an overabundance of caution, pediatricians love to just write in the patient's chart that the kid is allergic to amoxicillin or penicillin, even if we don't think they are. Parents often do report to another doctor at another visit that their child has an allergy to amoxicillin just because they had the rash that one time. And that's what this episode is about. Many times, kids who have the label of amoxicillin allergy, they're not actually allergic. And there is such a thing as undiagnosing them. Dr. Stephanie Leonard, a pediatric allergist in San Diego, she explains the situation and what you can do to test your child to revisit this diagnosis.
Penicillin or amoxicillin allergy is for sure overdiagnosed. I think there's some statistic where over 90% of people who think they have an amoxicillin or penicillin allergy actually don't. So where does that come from? I think it comes from when people see rash, they immediately think allergy. But actually, the most common cause of hives in children is a viral illness. And we see viral rashes all the time. When I think about rashes or someone comes in with a rash, I think about, is this an allergic rash or is this an immunologic rash? Allergic rashes mean you're exposed to something very quickly, usually within 2 hours, you develop a rash, you stop being exposed to that thing, it goes away within 24 hours, done. Viral rashes or immunologic rashes will last for days. They will maybe come and go, they can look like hives, they can be itchy, but the key is that they last for days and they don't necessarily start immediately when the medication is started. So classic, a young child has an ear infection, they're prescribed amoxicillin. 5 days into the amoxicillin, they start to develop this rash. Usually it's like flat, maybe papular. So papular means kind of like small red dots. Usually on the trunk, sometimes spreads. They stop the amoxicillin because they're worried about an allergy. The rash continues for another week and then finally goes away. That would be an example of an immunologic rash, not an allergic rash. And in those cases, I would try to reassure the parents, this is not allergic, it's not dangerous. This is more likely either the virus or what we call a drug rash, which is not dangerous. It's just interaction of the immune system with the medication. And they can have that drug or medication again. An example of a situation where I would truly be worried about an allergy to medication like amoxicillin, after the first dose of amoxicillin, within a half an hour, the child breaks out in hives and starts coughing. that looks like anaphylaxis to me. It's immediate. It's upon the first exposure, first, potentially the second exposure. And you treat it with medication, it goes away, it does not come back the next day or continue for days. That's probably one of the easiest divisions that we can clinically tell you whether or not you actually have a risk for an amoxicillin allergy. Let's say it's, we're not sure, or the reaction was a long time ago and parents don't quite remember all the details. They don't remember if it was on day one or day four. They don't remember really how long the rash lasted. Then we do have testing. There's two things that may happen if you come to the allergy clinic. There's standardized testing, so skin testing that we can do. So sometimes that will be done first, and then depending on those results, we may challenge that patient with a dose of amoxicillin in the office. In other situations, if the story doesn't quite match up, or if we think this is low risk, we'll just give them a dose and observe them. The point is that we want to undiagnose people who don't have an amoxicillin allergy as much as possible. And we know there's a lot of people out there. Because when you don't have amoxicillin, then you start using other antibiotics. Then you get to the issue of, are we now causing resistance for certain bacteria? Are we overusing some antibiotics or using one that causes more side effects? So I think it has a lot of implications, whether or not you truly have an amoxicillin allergy or not. Many times families will be told, well, the rash lasted 5 days longer than you stopped the medication because the medication was still in your body, it was still processing. That's not physiologically what we think is happening. If the rash is lasting 4 or 5 days after you've stopped a medication and you're worried about an allergy, it's unlikely to be an allergy because, again, an allergic reaction has a definitive time when it just goes away on its own. So an allergic reaction rarely lasts more than 24 hours. So if the symptoms are lasting more than 24 hours, we start thinking about other causes of what that rash is or what else is going on.
There you go. If you or your child has been identified as having an allergy to amoxicillin or penicillin, or perhaps another medication that you're not sure the diagnosis is really true, you can revisit the diagnosis with the help of an allergist. They can often determine the likelihood of a true allergy based on what you remember happened when you took the medicine. But they can also do a drug challenge, which we call an oral provocation, in the office to be sure. Be sure to share this episode with anyone you know who has an antibiotic allergy. It may just save them some stress in the future. Thank you, Dr. Leonard, for providing this service and spreading your knowledge. For more from the Pediatrician Next Door, find me on the web at pediatriciannextdoorpodcast.com. If you've got a question about the weird things kids do, send an email to hello@pediatriciannextdoorpodcast.com for a chance to hear your voice on the show. I'm Dr. Wendy Hunter, and I'm the Pediatrician Next Door. This show is produced by Red Rock Music. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review wherever it is you're listening. I'll be back next time with more.